page 1073. And we're going to focus in on one particular verse. And if you've got really little ones and you want them to go to creche, they can. They're very welcome to stay here. We're very happy with that. We're all in together this morning. John chapter 8. And we're going to focus in on that little passage we had read to us. I wonder, have you ever been in a place where it is so dark that you cannot see a thing? You open your eyes and you can't even see the hand before your face. Have you ever been in a place like that? If you have, it is quite a scary thing to have your eyes wide open and yet there is no light. It is just dark. Well, that's how it is for a man, if you kept reading, that you'd meet in John chapter 9 that comes after this story. He's a guy who never, ever could see. From the moment he was born, he could not see a thing. It was complete darkness. And he meets Jesus in John chapter 9. Jesus, the one who says in our passage this morning, I am the light of the world. Can you imagine being him? Not being able to see a thing? Right from the moment he was born, he could not see. And that was his normal. It must have been so tough. But in our passage this morning, we meet some other people who could see with their eyes. They were the Pharisees, but actually they had a different kind of blindness. They are a bunch of people called the Pharisees. They're there in verse 13 of our passage. They can see Jesus, they can see the sky, they can see the birds, they can see flowers and trees, but they're blind on the inside to who Jesus is and who made everything. They're blind because they do not see Jesus. Jesus says, I am the light of the world. But they say, we don't believe you. Verse 13, they say, your testimony is not valid. What you say about yourself is just not true, Jesus. And Jesus says a shocking thing after our passage. But it's true that if we stay in the dark about who Jesus is, then verse 21, we will die in our sins. And we cannot go to be with Jesus in the forever kingdom of light, the new heaven and new earth. To stay in the dark about Jesus is the biggest mistake we could ever make in our lives. And it would mean that we'd miss out on the amazing promises he gives in our verse this morning and the life he offers that goes on and on and on. That's why verse 12 is so important for us this morning to get our heads around. It's an amazing verse that Jesus says. In it, in John 8 verse 12, Jesus says who he is. He says, I am the light of the world. Can you say that? I am the light of the world. That's what Jesus said. He said who he was. And then he shares the most wonderful, wonderful promise with us today. He says, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. It's a verse of two halves. Firstly, the first half, who Jesus is. You see, maybe today you are blind on the inside to who Jesus is. You've heard of him, you know he's a historical character, but you don't really know him or get what he's all about. You think it's a bit extreme, all this praise and worship and all this following Jesus. Or maybe this morning you already know Jesus and it's a dark time in your life and you need the encouragement and confidence that this verse will give you today to live for him. Let's look at the first half. Jesus said, I am the light of the world. Who Jesus is. Now, what does Jesus mean when he says that? I wonder if you've ever been in a cave. And you've been in a cave, and you stand there or in a big room like this, or at the head of a big valley, and you hear the echo. You go, echo, 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 echo. It's great fun doing that at the squash court, actually. Hit the ball, harder, 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 harder. Well, when Jesus says, I am the light of the world, that idea echoes through the whole of the Bible. Jesus, the light of the world, light of the world, light of the world, light of the world. It goes right through the whole Bible. And we know that every story whispers the name of Jesus, don't we? And actually that phrase, I am the light of the world, echoes through the whole of the Bible. It takes us all the way back to the beginning. When God first said in Genesis, let there be light. And God created the light, and there was light. If you know the Gospel of John, right at the start of the Gospel in John chapter 1, he starts his Gospel by reminding us of the beginning of time. And that the light was with God, and was God, and that everything was made through the light, the Word, made through him. That last little verse in that scripture on the screen, in him, in Jesus, was life, and that life was the light of men. Amazing. When Jesus says, I am the light of the world, he is saying, I am the one who was there right at the start. And before the start, I was there involved in creation. I said, let there be light, and there was light. I am the creator. I am the God-man. I was there at the beginning with my Father. And I've come now to earth to reveal what God is like to you. And shine light into your hearts. Jesus reveals God to us. He is the light of the world. I wonder, can you tell me? I'm going to do a slow reveal on this next little picture. I wonder, boys and girls, can you tell me who this character is? I've hidden most of the character. Anyone spot who he is? Shout it out. Anyone know? That one there, a bit more. Shout it out louder. I can't hear you. It's Horrid Henry! It's Horrid Henry. What a great character he is, Horrid Henry. He's fantastically hilarious and naughty. Well, that revealed who Horrid Henry was as we moved the shapes away. And Jesus is saying, when he says, I am the light of the world, I'm revealing who I am. I'm revealing who I am. I am the light of the world. I am the creator. Amazing. Jesus is the light of the world, the creator, the God who made us, who gave light into this world and still does every day. Jesus is the light of the world. If you want to know what God is like, look at Jesus. And when you see who he is and trust him as God, then he shows you the way to live. He guides you in his truth. I love going to the cinema. I love going to Uckfield Cinema, actually. It's a great cinema, isn't it, down the road? Boutique and niche. Quite pricey, but very nice. But if you arrive late for the cinema, there you are with your bag of popcorn and your Coke, and it's pitch black, isn't it? And your mum's trying to shuffle you in without knocking things over. If you're lucky, you'll get somebody lovely like this with a torch going, over here, please. And they will guide you to your seat. They will guide you with their light. They'll direct you. How fantastic, that little light shines on the floor and shows you where seat C3 is. And you can sit down and go, I've landed. And you can stuff your face with popcorn and have your Coca-Cola, and it's fantastic. That's what Jesus does in life. He is the light of the world who guides us, who directs our path, who shows us where to go in the darkness of life, shows us how we should live, who we should obey, in whom we find purpose. When we think of Jesus, the light guiding us, how does he do that? Well, the Bible says he does it like this. He says it through the Bible. In Psalm, it says, Psalm 119, your word is like a little torch. Like the cinema lady, like a little lamp. It guides my feet. And the light on my path, it shows me where to go. Jesus is the light of the world who is God, and he promises to direct our paths through his holy word. How good is that? So many people are lost and haven't got a clue what to do in life, but Jesus says, I'll show you. I'll show you. I know I created you. I'm the light of life. I'll show you the way. It's a massive blessing to know Jesus, the light of my life. I can know God. I can trust him. He leads and guides me and keeps me. It is amazing. And that's true for every Christian. They can say, Jesus is my light. He leads and guides me. He's my God, my King, my Savior. That is awesome. He guides me through his word. I hear his voice. How amazing is that? Who Jesus is. I am the light of the world. So Jesus, the light of the world, promises something absolutely amazing. What does he promise if we trust and follow Jesus the light? Well, look at this amazing promise. It says, whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. What a promise. Whoever follows me, that's what a Christian is, someone who follows and trusts Jesus. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. And it's a promise for whoever. Whoever. Whoever you are. Whatever you've done. Maybe this morning you think, actually, I couldn't follow Jesus. I've just done so much wrong. No, this verse says, whoever, that's you. Or maybe you've got a friend who's not following Jesus yet, and you're thinking, oh, they'll never want to hear about Jesus. As I take my little light into work tomorrow or to school and I try and share Jesus, they'll never want to know. They'll never want to know. But no, Jesus says, whoever, anyone, whoever. It's a promise for all people. So listen up. Whoever follows me. What does he promise us? You will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. What a wonderful promise. The darkness is not talking about switching the lights off. The darkness is a picture for all the bad stuff in this life. The darkness of believing the lies of the devil that says that this life is it. That you can live how you want. That life is just about me and my desires and getting the most I can. That the best way to live, quite frankly, is to eat and to drink for tomorrow you die. That is the lie of darkness that says this life is it. No, no, Jesus wants to lead you out of that darkness into the light of living life as he created you to live. You see, the darkness will lead you to darkness forever and ever in a place that Jesus called us hell. But if we trust in Christ, the light, he will lead us to a place that Jesus calls the new heaven and the new earth. Wonderful. You don't have to walk in darkness. You can have the light of life. That is a wonderful thing. You know, there are many things in life that are actually quite dark and quite difficult. Maybe right now you're facing real sorrow in your life. But Jesus says, I can be with you in that. He says, you will have the light of life with you. That is, you'll have Jesus with you. Jesus as your Savior, your friend, your Lord, your King, to guide you and comfort you and strengthen you, lift your head to give you hope for tomorrow. You can know God as your Father through the light of life, through Jesus. And he never lets you down. You can even in the toughest of times know his loving care sustaining you. That the glorious light of life is with me. Do you know, I've known lots of Christians face real sorrow and darkness. I know Christians facing that right now. And yet through it all, they have Jesus the light with them. Sustaining, they have Jesus keeping them. And there are Christians, as we heard in Nepal, being locked up for their faith, their houses being destroyed and their churches being destroyed, having a terrible time, but they endure because they're not on their own. They have the creator of heaven and earth with them. The light is with them. Jesus is with them in the darkness. He is their light and their life, and he keeps them strong through the light of his words in the Bible. You see, Jesus is the one who turns the light on. His enemies are blind in our passage, the Pharisees. They will not see Jesus for who he is. They will not accept his testimony, his witness. They will not trust him. But the great news is that enemies like them can be his friends. This is for whoever, if they will see Jesus for who he is and trust in him. Do you remember the man born blind that I mentioned at the beginning? We meet him in chapter 9. Read about it with your families or on your own when you go home. The man born blind, this blind man who meets Jesus, well, Jesus transformed his physical darkness and turned it into light. He went up to him. He got some mud off the ground and he placed the mud on his eyes. He told him to go away and to wash it off with some water. And he washed it off with some water and the guy could see. Wow! Jesus turned this blind man's sight into light. How amazing was that? And at the end of chapter 9, if you read it, you'll see that actually what Jesus did on the outside for this guy, he does on the inside too. He sees who Jesus is. And in verse 38, he says, Lord, I believe in you as the Messiah, the Son of Man. And he saw Jesus in all his glory and he was saved for heaven. And he worshipped him. He opened this man's eyes physically and spiritually, the light of the world. And Jesus can do that for us today if we've not yet trusted Christ. If you've not seen that actually Jesus, the light who speaks truth, who came to save you by dying on the cross, he came for you to give you life forevermore. Maybe today's a day when you take that step and say, Lord Jesus, help me to see who you are. Help me to trust you and lead me. I want to follow you and know your forgiveness in my life now and forever. Many of us today will believe that truth. This truth should give us confidence, shouldn't it? Confident faith and joy in the one who has saved us and opened our eyes and is with us even to the darkest times. He is the light who is with me now, today, and forevermore, and will take me safely home. Do you know, Jesus says that actually we are all like little lights. He comes into our hearts and we are lights because we are Jesus wherever we are. Are we living and speaking for Jesus to people who are blind and lost and without hope? God has put you where you are to speak of him and say, have you heard of Jesus? He's the light of the world. Whoever follows him will not walk in darkness, will have the light of life. It is the most amazing thing. Will we open our mouths this week and speak about that? I want to finish off with a little story about a little girl. A little girl who we grew up with, my children grew up with in Morton in Marsh. Where I was a curate. We lived with her for 3 years in our church family. She's called Alexandra. And she became blind when she had surgery after a removal of a brain tumour when she was in junior school. And because she was blind, she had the most amazing developed senses. You could see her walking around the local school, knowing exactly where to go. But what was more amazing about Alexandra was this, that she was a blind girl who could see Jesus. She was a blind girl who could see who Jesus was. She knew Jesus, she loved Jesus, she trusted Jesus. There was a joy in Alexandra which you could not explain apart from the fact that she knew and loved and followed Jesus. And sadly, she died at the age of 12. And we went to her funeral, and it was a sad, dark day, but full of joy and hope. For we know that even though she was blind physically, she could see Jesus, and she was with Jesus forevermore. That is the glorious gospel. She had the light of life with her that changed her and that transformed her death into life forever in the kingdom of light. Because of who Jesus is, this blind girl could see Jesus. And she's with Jesus. I am the light of the world. Because of what he promised her, one day in the new heaven and new earth, she will see again. What a joy. And that joy, that really was a great testimony to the life of Alexandra, can be ours. And that joy for Christians today is ours. Are we delighting in that joy of knowing the light of the world? Is it our confidence, our hope? Will we allow to open our mouths this week and testify to Jesus, the light of the world? Why don't we read this verse together as we close? Together we say, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. Amen. Isn't that great news? It's great news. Let me pray. Praise you, Father, for this amazing truth about our Saviour, Jesus. Help us to walk in his light this week. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.